Come on.
Hello, dear listener. Before we get into today's show, quick ask. If you find value in today's show or you've gotten value out of a previous show, please leave us a quick 5-star review. Be super grateful. Thanks a lot. Welcome to Money Savage, a savage approach to personal finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Travis Smith. Travis, are you ready to do this?
George, let's rock. Been looking forward to it.
Excellent. Let's do this. Travis is the founder and CEO of TribeVest, an operating system for investor groups. I'm excited to have you on. Travis, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Great question, George. Thanks again for having me. And, I've been thinking about this a lot lately. There's probably two big drivers that have gotten me to where I am today in my life. I think it's this human yearning and search for financial freedom has always been a big driver in my life. And then the other big driver for me has been doing things with people I care about most, more. And I think at the end of the day, the more we experience with those people that we know, like, and trust and love, the more happy we are in the world. So my background kind of has both of those lives in parallel until they collide here about a few years ago. On the financial freedom hunt side, was always driven in the corporate world. Also, graduated from finance and was hired and trained by Morgan Stanley in New York City. I say I was eventually saved by software and went into the financial tech services, or better known as the fintech world. Mm-hmm. And then in parallel to that, there's always been this will to spend more time with my family, and specifically with my brothers. And we're spread all over the country. And every 5 years or so, we try to go on a trip together, usually one that we can't afford. And it usually is around fishing. It just is something that we enjoy doing. And about 12 years ago, my brothers and I were on a fishing trip, and we always had our favorite topic was financial freedom and how can we create wealth, and how can someday we go into business together? A lot of dreaming. And we eventually got frustrated that it was just more dreaming and talking than doing. But on the last night of this fishing trip, we had our breakthrough. And we said, listen, we know that real estate is a great way to hack wealth without having to give up our day jobs. But none of us have real estate investment experience. And we don't have any capital. We don't have the lump sums of money that it takes to break into real estate.
Right.
And the breakthrough we finally had was, listen, let's get over our real problem, lack of capital. Let's come together as a tribe, pull a manageable and monthly contribution of $500 each a month. And that was $2,000 a month, $24,000 a year. Eventually one investment turned into another. And now we have a multi-million dollar real estate investment portfolio that changed our lives. And we now realize that by forming and funding that investor tribe, we secured a future we could have never dreamed of. And then it was a few years ago when people started saying, hey, wait a minute, how are you guys investing in all these things?
Right.
And we told them about tribe investing, and they said, wait a minute, I have a tribe, we have, aligned financial goals. Can you help us form an investor tribe too? And that's when we realized that, there was this void in the market. And thus Tribe Best was born about 2.5 years ago.
Well, I think that's awesome, man. What a cool story. So congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been an awesome ride, and personally fulfilling from my own tribe's investor tribe's sake. It's afforded me, an incredible lifestyle and freedom, really, to even launch a startup like TribeVest. And but the best part is talking to all these other investor tribes on the platform, and to see them doing something they wouldn't or couldn't do on their own, but as a tribe.
Yeah, I think it's such an expansive thing to be able to look at a family unit, to be able to look at your tribe and say, oh, wow, those guys, while they're super smart, they're doing it. And I think that we can probably do that too. And they're showing us the system and the process. So I think that's awesome. So you went this, I don't want to call it a traditional route, but you went to business school or you studied finance. Then you go to work with I think you said JP Morgan, and you were saved by software, which I think is certainly resonates with me. Why not the stock market?
Great question. Really, it was my yearning for financial freedom and wealth is what drove me to finance. And I'm not built for finance, but that yearning for financial freedom and security and in pursuit of wealth really powered me through it in school. And ultimately got me an incredible, opportunity with, a world-class firm like Morgan Stanley. And, George, what I realized was that what I had been told, in terms of being a successful investor and what the wealthy do and invest in the stock market is true, but only to a degree. And being in the business, I think I had a little bit of this hangover, once I initially got into the business of being so excited about, being on Wall Street and, the trading and being a stockbroker and a wealth manager for people. But that was the only thing in my toolkit. The only thing in my bag was selling what it was Wall Street products. And it's really limiting. It's really limiting and not all that exciting. And the other piece of that was, especially while I was in the business, a lot of it was selling specific investment products. It wasn't about helping people reach their goals. It wasn't about helping people, find financial freedom, which is what drove me. But it was more about selling a mutual fund or selling an insurance product. And so when I say I was saved by software, I was really happy to exit that industry, but go to it, stay in it in a parallel way through a startup, really. I went to work for a company called Highland Software that was selling to banks and providing cool financial solutions for the banks and their consumers. And that was really my entry into the fintech space.
Nice. I appreciate that. Well, I certainly know that there is a life or a world of difference in between helping somebody achieve financial freedom and selling a product. You might not think that they were that far apart, but they definitely are. So I 100% appreciate that. All right. So you and your brothers say, okay, we can come up with $500 each. So $2,000 a year, two grand a month, 24 grand a year, and then this is real money we could start working with. So is that one of the key problems that TribeVest is really addressing, is how do we fix this lack of capital?
Absolutely. It's the most blaring and obvious barrier of entry for most of us. I think all of us want to be real estate investors and invest in the private markets, but they're just not accessible for you know, the average guy out there. And we, you know, we very much were that average guy and siblings. So you know, yeah, absolutely. That is one of the most important things, because I think it opens people's eyes that's the thing that most people look at as that, again, hurdle or barrier that seems unsurmountable. And so they just look at the barrier between them and building wealth through real estate and the capital, lack of capital that stands in front of them. And they just change their focus another way, because it's, again, something that's really hard to overcome. And so this idea of pulling together with people you know, like, and trust to form an investor tribe and start to, you know, not even like kind of, and we didn't invent tribe investing, right? You think about, you know, almost every piece of real estate or real estate deal that you see out there was done as a group of people doing it together. What's unique about TribeVest is, you know, we make it so you can actually do it in a very manageable way. So before, you'd have to go form an LLC, open, you know, do your operating agreement, open up a business bank account, and then, you know, maybe you didn't all need to have $50,000 to put in, but you still needed $10,000 or $15,000 to all throw in a lump sum manner. And a lot of our investor tribes are doing that exactly, just, you know, 10 times easier and for about a tenth of the cost. But a lot of, about half of our tribes are doing it in a manageable monthly way. So, for example, my brothers and I, it was $500 each. And at the time, it was a stretch, but it was manageable. And so, yeah, TribeVest, you know, definitely helps you get over that biggest barrier. And the other thing that TribeVest really helps with that you alluded to was, you know, hey, you know, wow, these guys are really smart and have figured this out. And, you know, if they show us the way, we can too. And it's not really that. In fact, you know, we didn't have real estate investment experience and we weren't really smart when it came to those things. But, you know, one of the other powers of the tribes, you know, the benefits of a tribe is this idea of learning and growing together and complementing each other's, you know, strengths and addressing each other's weaknesses. So as a unit, we really became smart. And again, that was the other kind of big hurdle that most individuals have a hard time getting over. I don't know where to start. I've never done this before. There's just a lot of mystery in all this. And so when you're doing that with two or three or four or five other people, you really figure it out together, which is exciting too.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And I think that there's so much value in having a supportive community to call you on your BS or to help you figure out a problem you can't figure out. So I think that really resonates with me. Now, that being said, the flip side of that coin is sometimes it's tough to go into business with family members and friends. So how do you address some of those perils?
No doubt. I mean, that's the big, stinky, messy problem that really TribeVest solves. I mean, we do a lot of really cool things, right? Like you can file your LLC in all, you know, all 50 states on our platform. You can, you know, create your EIN. You can actually, I think we're the first platform out there in the world, or at least in the United States, that gives people the ability to open up a partnership, multi-membered LLC business banking account all online. So those are like really cool things that we do, but those are just added features, right? And conveniences that we offer. You know, our real value is this idea of keeping that relationship the priority and always putting your relationship ahead of everything else. And you know, it's you know, the only thing that we've been told longer than, you know, don't go into business with friends and family. Like, society has just kind of hammered us on that is maybe stranger danger, right? And what's encouraging is technology is really helping us on in both of these areas. So, I mean, you think about pre-Uber, right? Can you remember, the first time you heard about Uber?
Yeah.
And this idea of jumping in a stranger's car?
Super weird.
What did you think at that time?
Yeah, like there's no way I'm ever going to do that.
Right. And how about now?
And that's, I'm quite comfortable with it.
Same thing with Airbnb, right? Like inviting strangers into your house or staying at a stranger's house while they're down the hall. I mean, just sounds crazy.
Yeah.
Not anymore. And, and we think of Uber and Airbnb as really the trailblazers. And, just like we used to think stranger equals danger, and there's still truth in everything, but, we also used to think that, don't do business with friends and family. And that's true too, but the real, what should be said is don't do business with friends or family the wrong way.
Mm.
And, what TribeVest does is it has everybody come in and assemble. There's a vision that's co-created. All this before you agree to going into business with each other. You go through a 14-point alignment process where everybody's giving feedback and providing their expectations and preferences on the rules. And essentially what you're doing is you're creating an operating agreement that everybody looks at and has influenced, and you agree on those things. And so, when we first built the platform, the real driver for us was, and the question that we were trying to answer was, what would we have done differently?
Yeah.
And that list was long, right? That list was long. And the biggest thing was, gosh, I wish we would have aligned on the rules and our expectations before we went into business with each other, because that would have mitigated the emotion that comes up when all those what ifs come up. And those what ifs do come up. And if you don't know how to address those what ifs before you go into business, then it becomes emotional. So a key principle for TribeVest is, agree on the expectations and the rules up front. And more important than the rules themselves are just that they are up front.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it sounds to me like you guys did it perfectly. I mean, I'm sure that there are probably areas that you're always working to improve upon, but yeah, I mean, life is all about expectations in any kind of a relationship, and don't do it the wrong way. It's okay to go into business with strangers. It's okay to go into business with family, but it's not if you do not have these conversations up front, if you don't have these agreements in place, because the what ifs do come up, emotions do come up, life happens. So if you know in advance of how you're going to deal with those things, well, that's an ounce of prevention, right?
It definitely is. And, you think about, again, we didn't invent real estate groups or, real estate investment tribes. The fact is the wealthy have been doing it forever, right? And they kind of have their, their attorney on speed dial, right? They have their accountant on speed dial. They probably have a real estate broker at their country club, right? They have this whole network that, makes it more accessible for them to come together and do big things together. And essentially TribeVest, has, built in technology that takes all those best practices that have been around forever and, puts them into a platform so everybody can make sure they're setting up things the right way. Because my brothers and I didn't, it was the classic, hey, nothing can damage our
right.
relationships, you're too strong, and let's and we didn't want to talk about those what ifs. Like that was awkward. That took the fun out of it, right? And so we didn't. And of course, it wasn't long before we wished we had.
Yeah.
And you know, that's again TribeVest's platform. The role that we play is very much about being a neutral third party, right? Being somebody that takes that burden off of the partners. And, you know, so you don't have to have those uncomfortable conversations. You don't have to be the one that brings up and be the jerk about, you know, this is how we're going to handle it if, you know, God forbid, you know, someone passes away or, you know, gets a divorce. You know, the platform lays it out in plain English and makes it super common sense. So, we had to learn the hard way as I've learned most of my lessons in life.
Yeah, no, I love it. Well, Travis, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Well, you know, people often ask me, you know, what's the most important thing when it comes to tribe investing? And we've talked about a lot of them here, but, you know, by far, the most critical thing to any tribe's success, and certainly ours, was that you start. You take the step to do it. And you know, there's millions of people out there having conversations over happy hour, you know, over lunch, certainly over the holidays, when people get together about how we should do this. You know, we should buy that that house around the corner from us. We should invest in that franchise or whatever it might be. But it rarely gets beyond that. And finally, there's an app out there in TribeVest that, you know, someone can pull out of their pocket and say, you know, hey, guys, we really should do this. And if we're serious about it, let's create a vision for our tribe and start to discuss if this is something that we want to pull capital to do. So long story short is start. You know, take that step and doing it as a tribe really helps you take a real step towards ownership and freedom.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets come on.
Come on.
Travis, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you and TribeVest?
So they can find us at TribeVest.com, TribeVest.com. And also follow me on Twitter at Tribe Trav. But yeah, anybody that comes into the TribeVest platform would love to know if you were listening to us on this podcast. And if you did, please just comment with your tribe guide. And we would love to give you 3 months free on the platform.
That's awesome. Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Travis your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas, or share it with that buddy or that brother or sister or whoever that you've been talking about maybe buying some real estate with. Go to TribeVest.com. Follow Travis on Twitter at Tribe Trav. I'll list all those in the notes of the show. Thanks again, Travis.
You bet. Thanks, George.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight because we are all in this together. Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.